This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. Great opportunity right now if you've got a question to get on the air. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll be joined this morning by our professionals from Kloss Financial. CJ's off today, actually. Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP. So great folks to answer your questions. Again, the telephone number, 321-1310. Kloss Financial, you can learn more about them online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And Malia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. There was not too much snow on the roads this morning, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, not too bad. Not a bad morning commute as we're heading in this morning. And joining us this morning as well is Eric Schwartz. Eric, how have you been?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. Great to have you on with us again. And we've got, as always, a very timely and important conversation this week. We're going to be talking about looking forward to 2022. And we'll talk financial goals as well as planning. We will do that this morning. A couple of things to keep in mind. Of course, phone lines are open for you with your great question. Also, if you pay attention closely to the program, you have a chance to win a fantastic prize with the Kloss Quiz Question Week. A little bit later on in the program this week, the folks from Kloss Financial again delivered a great prize. $25 gift card to Starbucks. We'll tell you again how you can win that a little bit later on in the show this week. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's question, get the question and answer as well.
Yeah, so we have to go back a couple weeks because we took last week off. So we had a lot of listeners for our conversation 2 weeks ago, and that was with regards to Medicare. So the question was, at what age do you become eligible for Medicare, age 60 or 65? And congratulations to Tom of Waterloo. He correctly answered age 65. I think he's counting down the days probably. But congratulations to him. Listen carefully to today's conversation, and you might win our prize.
And of course, a couple of weeks ago, another fantastic conversation there. If you missed that show or you want to get caught up on any of the programs, mention the website, klossfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a nice little snapshot that not only has a link to the most recent podcast, but also a link to kind of what's going on in the markets. It's a great email. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com, get signed up for that. And again, our telephone numbers, if you have questions, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and Eric. So we're going to be looking forward to 2022. Woohoo! Any financial goal planning we should be doing right now?
Yes, it has certainly been quite a year. And there's certainly no better time than the present to look at some potential adjustments that you might want to make in 2022 to move you further ahead. We have some great ideas to help you start out on the right foot. Really, though, the first thing that needs to be done is to truly get started by looking at your situation as it is today. So the first one is assess your current debt. So include any extra debt you may have incurred with the holidays and understand that the amount of interest you're paying to hold that debt. Does it make sense to potentially refinance your mortgage? Can you keep your older car another year to avoid that dreaded car payment? So not the most fun topic, but very important. Assess that current debt that you have. The next one is review your monthly budget. So we're starting out with all the fun ones here this morning, but where does your paycheck go every month? You know, working with clients, you'd be surprised how many people cannot answer that question. Is it going to debt? Is it going to something that is fleeting? Understand where you and your spouse spend each and every dollar so that you can allocate it towards something beyond just the expenses of today. Review your current savings account. Again, make sure you have a plan to make sure your emergency savings is what it needs to be, which we view as 3 to 6 months of living expenses at a minimum. And while you're looking at your savings, take a look at your retirement accounts as well. How much did you put away in 2021? How much did your employer match for you? Did you take advantage of the entire match? We see this a lot, people saving into their 401k or maybe not at all, and not getting up to that match and essentially leaving some money on the table. just looking to increase your percentage is also a great, great option. Contribution levels in 2022 will be slightly increasing to $20,500. You get an extra $6,500 catch-up if you are over 50. And IRA contribution levels will remain the same at $6,000 or $7,000 if you include that catch-up. Number five here, review your asset allocation with your retirement assets. So are you properly allocated for risk and for your own time horizon? Do you have too much in company stock or maybe even too much in cash?
Good stuff to be thinking about as we near the end of the year, just a couple more days away. And of course, looking forward to 2022. As you're looking forward to 2022, if you've got a question for Eric and Malia, we would love to get you on the air this morning. Hear from you, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. There's separate divisions, and of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation about financial goals, and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. Of course, this is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia or Eric, love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first visit, that first appointment. It is complimentary to you. Again, to set that up, all you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. Talking this morning about looking ahead to 2022 and getting things in order, having a financial plan. It seems like that's Eric, you started off talking about getting started on the right foot, and it's this stuff is always, there's always a good time, but especially as we near the start of a new year and start looking forward. And let's talk about some more of those things, Malia, that people should be considering this time of year.
Yeah, so I love the end of the year because it kind of feels like, okay, we do have a brand new start, and how can we improve on things? That's how I look at it. And usually our shows are really dedicated to, you know, your retirement planning horizon, like if you're looking at 5 years, all the things you should be doing and anticipating. But today's show really, you know, goes out to everybody because we can most likely all of us kind of improve on how we organize our finances, and by doing the right things today, truly can get into that spot that will put us in the best spot for retirement someday. So we gave Eric the heavy hitting stuff. Assess your current debt. You know, he mentioned that, and that's so important. We spent a lot of time on the show talking about that. But my point number six is put together a net worth statement. This is where that word debt comes back into place. So what we'd like you to do, if you haven't done this recently, is take time to carefully review all your bank statements. Most of them are probably online at this point. And tally up all your savings as a starting point, your checking, savings, cash under the pillow, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then also tally up your debts side by side. Put it all together. And truly what you're doing is you're looking at your assets, and you're going to subtract out your liabilities, and that's going to determine what your net worth is. And this is a good exercise. I mean, your house is an asset. Certainly, you should know what the value, you know, approximate value of your house is. That's definitely an asset, as is your cars, usually depreciating assets, of course, but they are an asset. But certainly your investments, your retirement accounts, and your cash and savings are important. So again, how do you get to your net worth? You take your assets, add those up. You minus out the liabilities, and that determines your net worth. So once you know where you're at, then you can focus on the future. So I always said this, you know, I have four children and, you know, got expensive raising them throughout the years. And, you know, that bill shows up in the mail. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to open that up and realize my debt. But I realized that the sooner you do those bills and really look at them, it's better than not knowing what was in the envelope, right? So that's why it's important to understand, where do I stand today? And then I can look at where I'm focused for the future. So the next item for us is we like you to review your Social Security benefits. And we talk about this quite a bit on the show. If you go to ssa.gov, you can do that today. You can set up your own account with Social Security. It's a secure website. And you can get the statement showing on there that this is the one they used to mail out to everybody. But you can actually see where you stand today as far as at what age. If you started collecting Social Security at age 62 or older up to age 70, what that benefit could look like. So please do that. Number eight is review your beneficiaries. Again, this applies to everybody. Make sure all your investment accounts reflect whom should receive your assets if you're not here. So you want to look at your will, your trust, and your power of attorney documents, and make sure they still reflect what you want to happen. When you're no longer here, or if you're incapacitated. So again, a yearly review of that is not a bad idea. We hear this quite a bit. People say, I did that once 10 years ago, and there's probably been some changes in your life. So we really want you to go back through and evaluate if this is the right choice for your investments as far as beneficiaries go. Number nine, review your old life insurance policies. Again, people take these out and, you know, they become dusty. They don't even know what they have anymore. We spend a lot of time gathering those. It's like, well, I think I had one policy is worth $5,000, another policy's $100,000. And you know what? When they actually blow the dust off, there might be the beneficiary listed that was their ex-wife. We've seen that happen. And so you want to make sure that any investment accounts, any life insurance policies have correct beneficiaries. With regards to life insurance, though, you have to understand you might have accumulated serious cash values on some of those. And you also might be still paying premium on them on a regular basis. So you want to sit down with a financial professional and kind of evaluate where you're at, because they might say, yeah, let's pay the premium with some of that accumulated cash value. You just want to understand what you have, what the death benefit is, and just kind of take a fresh look at it. And then finally, begin your goal planning about retirement. So when do you want this to happen? Where do you want to live? How much money are you going to need to make this a reality? And really what we're talking about today is, what steps do you need to take now so that tomorrow, which believe it or not is just right around the corner, becomes a reality for you when we're talking about retirement. So sit down with a financial planner to help you scope it all out.
Really good tips, really good advice. And I know a lot of the stuff we were kind of touching on in kind of a list form this week, we've covered in great detail on previous shows, podcasts. You can always listen back to those at klossfinancial.com. If you've got specific questions, of course, you can set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get to know you conversation with Kloss. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. If you got a question right now, we'd love to get you on the air with Malia and Eric. The telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Again, the website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We're going to continue our conversation with Malia and Eric and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. I mentioned as well the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I signed up for many, many years ago. And it's a really nice snapshot. You get a little view of what's going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Scroll down. You'll see the envelope that says stay connected. And from there, you can get subscribed and get signed up for that. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. free to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. And if you want to get on the air with Malia and Eric, still got time to take your call at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about, as we look forward to 2022, financial goal planning, things we should be doing right now. And if you missed, by the way, any part of the program, don't forget to head on over to klossfinancial.com, listen back to the podcast. So we left off talking about some financial stuff. And Eric, there are things also you can do reducing stress and financial stress as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is. And like Malia was saying earlier, the new year is an opportunity for a new start. So we wanted to touch on a few, what I guess we'd call non-financial topics. The first of those is exercising your mind and body. So knowing that retirement may be around the corner, and of course, uncertainty, keeping yourself active will help you get to the retirement you're dreaming of. Exercise can almost always reduce stress, financial or otherwise. So that is a big one, and often a popular New Year's resolution for a lot of folks. Finding a hobby. So if you already have one, great. If not, take a class or try something new. And in fact, if you have a hobby already, try something new. With retirement maybe coming up, or even if it's not, figuring out what you enjoy to do, what you enjoy doing now or when you are retired and kind of moving into the next season of your life. It's a great idea. And evaluating your current job. So this one is a little bit difficult to think about sometimes, but is your job creating a lot of the stress in your life? And if it is, you know, maybe it's time to start thinking about a new opportunity somewhere else. So evaluating that current job can go a long way. Moving back into the financial ones, speaking to your partner about your joint financial situation is always a great idea. Getting everyone on the same page is really important, and not knowing where things stand is definitely worse than knowing. This goes back a little bit to what Malia was saying earlier about choosing to open that scary bill that you get in the mail. Always better to know than to be wondering. Living within your means and stopping that unnecessary spending. So when you're making a purchase, evaluate each one with, you know, is this a need or is this a want? Remember that debt makes everyone stressed, and it certainly won't get you to retirement any quicker. And not to say that every purchase has to be a need rather than a want, but just understanding your financial situation and what is affordable for you is going to go a long way to reducing that financial stress. And the last one, of course, listen to our Money in Motion show or podcast every Thursday. We'll have tips for you on how to make the best choices as you plan for retirement and as you move into retirement.
Now, I'm a little biased. I would say number 16 is the most important one, but they're all equally important. And a great show and great rundown here. And I know we have a lot of fun on this program. There's always a ton of great information. And Eric, you mentioned, of course, the podcast and, of course, the live show we do each week. It's definitely a great resource for folks. And again, it's always very entertaining as well. If you head on over to klossfinancial.com, you can, of course, check out previous shows, podcasts. You can also sign up to get a weekly reminder and a link to the most recent podcast. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Of course, I mentioned as well the website. We can't forget the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up now, it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. To determine your net worth, you should add up all of your assets and then subtract out your what? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call, correct answer to the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison. We'll win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, don't forget, that is their office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And by the way, with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, will I need a red pen, Malia?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Yes, I will need a little red ink there. So fantastic. Again, Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, $25 gift card to Starbucks. First call with the correct answer to the office here in Madison will win that prize. Eric, Malia, it is always great talking with you guys. You have a happy new year, and thank you so much for all the great stuff you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Kevin Clark with Make Your Dreams Realty. He's sitting in the studio ready to hang out with us. We'll talk with him next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.